guests here today. We're talking about Brad Meltzer, who's doing Masonic hand signs on the cover of USA Today, talking about he's in the inner circle. And his new book is inspired and was helped along by George H.W. Bush, the Illuminati chieftain of Skull and Bones, CIA, and Bohemian Grove. And then in Elliot in the Morning, he's got the clip up on his Facebook, on Mark Dice's Facebook. He's got the clip up there of him on there saying, yeah, you ought to see the crazies I interviewed for this show. So they're like, we're looking into the truth. We're going to find out if it's real. But then here he is, the creator of it, who's he knows the markets quote there. You know, he's going to see if there's an Illuminati. Oh, but then he's going doing interviews calling us crazies. I mean, this is just classic. And the media will promote it and try to put their seal on the conspiracy culture. I got news for him. It ain't going to work, is it, Mark Dice?
No, it's they're getting really desperate. It's getting very obvious. But what's so funny, another few points in this show, there was a guy named Stephen Bullock who appeared in one of the previous History Channel shows about the Freemasons, talking about how great it is. So he's in this one, and they see him, they find him, and they say, you know, Dr. Bullock, is there any secret symbols in the Statue of Liberty? So he says no. And this guy's been looking into Freemasonry, supposedly been searching for the Illuminati his whole life, as the show says. But he doesn't see any secret message in the statue at all. And then he says, oh, well, I just don't believe that the Illuminati exists or there's any inner circle or anything like that. Let me, because I'm a big guy in sourcing. I don't like to just make statements. I like to go to the source. I like proof. I like evidence. So here's Manly P. Hall, one of Freemasons' most prolific philosophers, and identified so by the Scottish Rite Journal, the official magazine of Freemasonry, okay, identifies this guy as one of the head Freemasonic scholars. And he says that Freemasonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer organization concealing an inner brotherhood of elect, a visible society of splendid camaraderie of free and accepted men, enjoined to devote themselves to ethical, educational, fraternal, and patriotic humanitarian concerns. The invisible society is a secret and more august fraternity whose members are dedicated to the service of a mysterious arcanum arcanarum, which means secret of secrets. So there, Manly P. Hall just said that there is an inner circle of Freemasonry. He is identified as one of the greatest philosophers of Freemasonry. And there he says it, but yet they'll deny it to you. Here, Manly P. Hall. Rather Albert Pike, another prolific Freemasonic author of Morals and Dogma, wrote, and again, nobody reads these books except high-level Freemasons, says, quote, Masons, like all religions, so he says it's a religion, and the mysteries, hermeticism, and alchemy conceals its secrets from all except the adepts, the sages, or the elect, and uses false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead those who deserve to be misled, to conceal the truth, which it, the Mason, calls light from them, and to draw them away from it. So here you have the Freemason's own books, which I have.
This is not bringing light into the world. This is hiding light.
They want to keep the light for themselves, and then they want to lie to us and say that there's no light.
And that's
light.
The fun for Patty Melt and George W. Bush, is they get to make a big joke out of everything as they do Masonic signs right in front of us, all part of the lesser magic, rubbing it in, the little slaves.
That's right, because the inner circle is a continuation of George Washington's spy ring, and they're good, Alex, and they go to the Bohemian Grove, and you shouldn't bother them. That's their private resort. They need to go there and blow off some steam. So you just got the wrong idea about this whole thing, man.
Well, when I wanted to talk about the homosexual orgies going on there that all, even Vanity Fair admits, they did not want to talk about it. Or when I talk about Nixon saying what went on there, they did not want to discuss what our Christian conservative leaders are doing. But I'm glad that you know, I hope that Mr. Meltzer will come on the show. We've invited him, and I didn't know all of this about him until just the last few days, and wow, what an adventure.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The next segment, we've got some really bad news. I mean, obviously, they're not putting in first 845 and then 9,000 telescreens. In fact, not 9,000 telescreens, at 9,000 locations. We've now seen the video at Walmart's and other facilities where every checkout line has a Homeland Security TV with Janet Napolitano saying, "Watch other shoppers. Watch your neighbors. If you see something, call the police." That's like saying, put one foot in front of the other. Suck more oxygen into your lungs. You know, wipe yourself when you go to the bathroom. Eat your broccoli. It's all about government being your mommy and telling you. And they did announce that there would be other announcements coming. Well, now they've added Stop, Think, Connect. You need to not just see something, say something. Now, stop. And starts looking around and spying. Think. And, of course, this is really meant to make you stop and listen. Stop. And you, oh, yes. Well, oh, the government is in my life everywhere. Okay, I'm stopped. Now think. That means listen to me. And connect. Okay, I'm connecting. What do you see around you? Oh, I see terrorists. That's right. Good. Don't trust them. Those are your fellow citizens. Only trust us. I'm up here on the TV screen, stupid. I mean, that's the subconscious message to all of this.
The bigger, what I call the bureaucracy, playoff of the bureaucracy. But this, by creating this fervor and this fear of, oh, everyone's out, we need snitches, this is going to create such a strain on the police force that they're going to obviously have to just pump more money into it and get it bigger. Because when we have people calling 911 now because they're chicken McNuggets are cold or the fast food took too long at the Burger King. Just imagine how many fake, bogus tips 911 and these other people are going to be getting from these paranoid people after having
Meanwhile, we didn't need the police to tell us in Tucson. It turns out they're trying to seal it, but a lot of it's leaked. They were at his house over and over again. He was threatening to kill people on a weekly basis, which is illegal, and nothing was done.
Yeah.
So they never respond to real crime, but the carpet cleaner or the cable guy, they're spying on you.
Yeah, and this guy, again, he shows just how desensitized we've become as a culture when some whack job has almost everybody he comes into contact with, you know, former friends, coworkers, students, everybody's saying this guy is dangerous, and you know, nobody does anything. So it's because we're so desensitized. You turn on the TV and you see lunatics killing people, stabbing people all the time. It doesn't matter. Oh, hey, here's another one. My neighbor's a lunatic, too. It just people's minds have become so desensitized.
But then when they want us to really connect and humanize it, Michelle Obama gets up and cries, and everybody's got a magically made T-shirt. You know, the day it happens, boom, here's the slogan.
Well,
get them printed. Bring in Barack.
Obama. The applause for him when he took the stage yesterday, I would have sworn that he himself had saved some of the victims in Tucson. It just everybody was giving him a standing ovation. It was incredible.
Oh,
please,
thank you so much, Mr. President. I won't have to have a car payment or a house payment. Remember that 2 years ago?
Yep.
Oh, he's the Messiah. I mean, CNN, he may be like Jesus. He's fighting the bankers.
I got some great ideas, Alex. I've been seeing things so clear, and I know that sometimes I'm a big jackass in some of my YouTube videos, and I hope that people... You know, it doesn't take away from my message because I just am trying to articulate all this madness.
When are you a male donkey? I think you do a great job, Mark.
Well, okay. You know, sometimes I'm a little bit of a jackass. I'm trying to be a little more straightforward now. But I'm telling you, I got some ideas to really get the word out in an effective way. I got some big ideas I'm going to try. We'll keep in contact. I'll announce the new book here in another month or two. And I'm going to try to just really go ramp it up here in 2011 and get the word out, man. I just got some big ideas. I'm seeing things really clearly now. And I want to thank everybody's support, everybody's encouragement, and everybody's contributions, too, because, you know, we all learn from everybody here. Even though Alex, you know, we hold him up as an expert, Alex learns from the callers and from the comments on articles and everything, too. So I just want to thank everyone.
Really? I don't know everything? I didn't know that, Mark. Hey, continuing, you know, I know enough to know how much I don't know. And that's what scares me by the general public who just thinks they know it all, who think they know it all and they don't have any idea. Now let's get back into this Illuminati show. I've now had a chance to watch some of the episodes of Decoded, and you can really see how this has George H.W. Bush's seal. He's involved with a new book. They're involved telling you how great all this is while simultaneously making fun of us. And I noticed in that episode with you, you know, it was kind of hokey and they implied that you were scared of police sirens and things. But then we do learn that indeed it is Lucifer. Talk about that.
Yeah, they make fun of me and they sort of discount everything that I'm saying. And the conversation that I have is actually just pieced together and edited in a completely wrong order. You can actually hear the sound doesn't make sense if you're attuned to it. They completely butchered my words. They didn't even say that David Rockefeller donated the land. His family donated, his father donated the land. So it's not, it is pieced together and I had a conversation.
Oh, so they do stuff like that to make you look like you were wrong?
The biggest thing was when the police car siren went off, they made it look like we said, oh, man, let's get out of here, you know, making me a little paranoid. That is just completely wrong. That's their creative control, and there's nothing I can do about it. You sign a contract that, you know, you waive all your rights away. But this whole show, it goes after phony conspiracy theories like, oh, did John Wilkes Booth, you know, really, was he really alive? Did he escape? That's an interesting thing. Or maybe the old soldiers hid some gold. Some of the, you know, Confederate soldiers hid some gold. That's maybe a conspiracy. And tonight's episode is about the 2012. But it's this phony, like, build it up to knock it down thing. And they're just going after some of the biggest, I mean, really, the most biggest hardcore issues are, you know, I mean, tangibly, the Bohemian Grove, the Guidestones. So they're really doing their best to try to head off, you know, this information swell that's going on because...
Yeah, so kind of the shallow neighbor hears you warn them about the New World Order, and they go, I saw that Brad Meltzer program. You're one of those crazy peoples.
Yeah, you know, they made me say, like, oh, okay, well, it is a Lucifer, but it's a good Lucifer. It has nothing to do with Satan, you know, the Statue of Liberty. But they're wrong. And they're wrong about, I got into some connection. I'm going to throw a couple other interesting facts out there for everyone just to help them put their puzzle together and have a bigger picture of this. The Skull and Bones link to the Illuminati, I made this clear to them in the show, and of course they didn't air it. So I'll tell everybody, one of the founders of Skull and Bones, William Huntington Russell, just before he started the Secret Society...
He was trained in Germany. It's admittedly a Germanic death cult.
Yeah, he was in Germany studying. He was over there studying, came back, and miraculously, as soon as he returned from Germany, where the Illuminati was admittedly started around that same time, he started this Skull and Bones Society, which now is the most powerful secret society admitted in the world. People say it's a fraternity, but it's a postgraduate.
And it's the American chapter of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And I mean, even Alexander Robbins' book breaks that down.
So not only did William Huntington Russell go to Germany right around the time of the Illuminati, just after they were disbanded or, you know, allegedly disbanded and went underground. So he goes over to Germany, comes back, starts this secret society with the same structure, the same symbolism, the same goals. It becomes the most powerful secret society in the world. Its members are presidents, prime ministers, everything. Or not prime minister, but presidents, head of CIA, judges. Okay, so now, back a few years after the secret society started, people started to get suspicious. So in 1876, a group of students broke into the headquarters, what they call the tomb, the windowless building. These students broke in to investigate what the heck's going on here. They wrote a newsletter and distributed it around Yale University. They called themselves the File and Claw Group, okay? They used the file and a claw to break in there, and they wrote a newsletter explaining what they found. What did they find? Well, they found a bunch of occult stuff. Human skulls, the same language, same rituals as the original Illuminati were, these rituals that they were involved in, which was written in John Robison's book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. They found a plaque on the wall in the tomb that said, to the American branch from your German brothers.
And what did Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, say in his book, Men in Powers, A Political Retrospect? He said, we have our tombs, we have our groves in Germany, but my favorite place to carry out Illuminati rituals is Bohemian Grove, which is a branch of it. So you have this top Skull and Bones member, top Bohemian Grove member, best buds with Meltzer, and then we get to be making fun of when this guy's making Illuminati hand signs on, you know, the cover of USA Today and writing the book and dedicating it and thanking this Illuminati chieftain for the help. I mean, it doesn't get any more ridiculous and transparent, but they believe we're profane, and so they believe the public is too stupid to see them doing this in front of us, which is part of the lesser magic or the counting of coup, that they do it in front of us, so that gives them more power.
Because we use this knowledge, our enlightenment, our awareness, to help not only ourselves, but to help others. And that's the code of humanity.
Yeah, we want the light out in the open, not hoarding it.
Yeah, that's why they hate us, because we are not keeping it to ourselves and then participating in the secretive network of other enlightened brothers to only benefit those that are in the know and to take advantage of the sheep.
That's right. We're taking the torch, and we're lighting billions of other torches, and they can't stand it, because that will bring real light, not secret, occult, hidden light.
Yep. We're the ones that are... I don't want to use the term Illuminati because it just means enlightened, but we're the enlightened ones. This audience is the enlightened ones. We are the ones that are enlightened. We use the knowledge that we have to love each other, to benefit society, to enjoy life.
To say no to torture. That's nothing. Look at the fruits of this Illuminati-run society. Torture's good, abortion, death, destruction. Look at what the shooter was into. He was one of their enlightened ones.
Yep.
He took on their trappings. No, we're the opposite, and we say we rebuke you, we will have nothing to do with you, and you will fail the energy and the strength of humanity, and God's true light, not Lucifer's false light, will defeat you.
Yeah, man, you're on fire, Alex.
Mark Dice, you're awesome. All three of your books, all powerful. The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, my favorite, The Resistance Manifesto, and The New World Order Facts. It's all available, Infowars.com, right now. Support the author and myself. We'll talk to Mark Dice again very soon. I'm coming back with incredible information. Stay with us.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns.
You didn't think with these 9,000 locations. In the video I've seen, there's like 15 of them at one Walmart, so that's got to be 30, 40, 50,000 of these telescreens. You don't think they're putting these hundreds of millions of dollars worth of government screens telling you to spy on each other in to just have that one Janet Napolitano message, do you? No, they're going to have
thousands of messages over the years, and I've seen it with the highway billboards. It goes from help find a lost little girl or an Alzheimer's patient to report illegal guns, and the image of a revolver pops up. So when the idiot plumber or whatever, or your neighbor is in your house and sees the revolver framed on the wall, you're getting a SWAT team visit. And the cops will still raid you, even if they know your gun's legal. I mean, it's like, we got a call, we got to do it. I mean, this is so evil. So they can just have endless government propaganda. And Jason Douglas's article is up on Infowars.com, and I'm told it's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. Stop, Think, Connect. DHS announces new fear agenda, which is total federalization. This is big. Let's go ahead and go to this new creepy video. Now we don't see Janet Napolitano. We see Howard A. Schmidt, Special Assistant to the President and Cybersecurity Coordinator. Ah, the big multi-billion-dollar facilities opening up and being built all over the country openly to shut down free speech. And this is targeted more towards young people. Yes, get that 12-year-old with that iPad reporting you for your hate speech. Here it is. Let's go ahead and roll it. From the White House.
Hello, I'm Howard Schmidt, Special Assistant to the President and Cybersecurity Coordinator. And today I'm asking for your help in tackling one of the nation's biggest security challenges, Internet safety.
Oh!
We use the Internet every day for shopping, banking, and staying in touch with friends and family. Businesses rely on it to interact with clients, process transactions, and reach new markets. Schools rely on the Internet to teach students about new resources.
We need the federal government to tell us about the Internet.
Chart a path for their future. In today's digital age, keeping the Internet safe is a responsibility we all share.
Oh, and that's why we're taking it over.
We need to take time to stop and think before we connect to services over the Internet, share information online, or participate
in online
services.
Oh, the Internet's not safe.
Stop, Think, Connect is a national effort to encourage the public to take charge of our safety and security online. It's challenging us to be more vigilant and establishing smart habits that will enable us to be safer online. All Americans have an important role to play in securing cyberspace.
Oh.
So today, I'm asking you to step up, get creative, and enter the Stop, Think, Connect Public Service Announcement Challenge. We're looking for creative videos that will help educate Americans about Internet safety and what we can all do to protect ourselves and our families online. We want videos that inspire Americans to stop, think, connect.
Oh.
Your submission should be either 60 seconds or 30 seconds and should be directed towards one audience, such as teens, young adults, parents, or older Americans.
I can't watch anymore. Turn it off.
Enter the Stop.
This is airing at Walmart and now going in malls everywhere, where they take your tax money and then give prizes out. I'm going to announce a contest with $10,000 in prizes. First prize will be $5,000. Second prize will make it $3,000. And the third prize will be $2,000. I've got to write up the rules, but it's going to be about exposing Homeland Security and these 1984 Stasi screens for what they are. Let's see who gets more hits and more visits. You go to the Homeland Security channel, they've got like month-old videos with like 1,000 views. No one listens to you. Everyone sees what you are. Now, they've announced in the cybersecurity initiative they're trying to pass that they will forcibly recruit all of the high schoolers and junior high people to be Internet spies. They are creating an army of hackers and people to take down the web, and they're getting you ready for when they launch an Internet false flag attack against the web itself so they can take it over. They're now teaching you the Internet is evil and bad, and you need Mr. Schmidt and the big gaggle of Internet 2 corporations to come in and take over the web as we know it and get rid of it. Right as the FCC announces Internet regulatory control over the Internet and jurisdiction, this guy pops out of the jack-in-the-box, and this is another idea, another flavor of what you'll be forced to listen to, not at just Walmart. As I told you when they first announced 840-plus Walmarts, I said it's going to be other stores, and now they're announcing malls, Target, shopping centers, grocery stores, just TV screens everywhere. The Internet's not safe. Homeland Security's going to keep you safe. Guns are illegal. Spy on them and watch. Have you heard somebody criticizing the government? We got cash prizes. Hey, you need money because we're in a depression. The bank's engineered. Of course, they won't tell you that. Cattle on your neighbor. We've got rewards. So they're just introducing you the telescreens now. And you watch, within 2 years, and this will be bipartisan, the Republicans will continue this, there's going to be young kids in military uniforms going, I am the homeland. Cut to another, I am the homeland. We're watching and defending. I mean, this is Hitler takeover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show for PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners. We're going to go ahead and play the audio and the video of a scene that I was in with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, in a scanner, darkly, back in 2006, shot here in Austin, and supposedly showing someone in the near future, it's set in 2014, not allowed to be on a street corner bullhorning. If you do, a black van pulls up and guys jump out in black uniforms and taser you. And then drag you away. According to Limbaugh, as you just heard, movies like this are liberal. And it's causing this person to go shoot people. So Limbaugh is becoming everything he criticized in Bill Clinton in 95, blaming Limbaugh for the Oklahoma City bombing and others.
blaming currently Limbaugh and Sarah Palin and myself for what happened. It's just all made up. I mean, I'm sure this guy saw thousands of movies. And there's never any issue in the media about him taking an hallucinogen every day, about him being out of his mind, about him death-threatening people and the sheriff and the police doing nothing. None of that is an issue. And all of this plays directly into the hands of Obama, who gets up there and says, everybody be cool. In fact, here's an Associated Press article covering it. There's also one out of the National Journal. Obama, our hopes and dreams are bound together. And it goes on, offering no easy explanations, but yearning to be have hatred and division put aside, President Obama offered a string of powerful memorial statements Wednesday for those killed and wounded at the get-together with U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' husband. And he offered off-the-cuff, electrifying news. I mean, does anybody believe that this was offered off-the-cuff? That for a nation hoping for Gifford to pull through. So right up there, he broke away from the teleprompter. It's so amazing. He can talk on his own. And he offered off-the-cuff, electrifying news for a nation hoping for Gifford to pull through. Gabby opened her eyes for the first time today, Obama told the crowd, while his wife, Michelle, gripped the hand of Gifford's husband, NASA astronaut Mark Kelly. And it goes on to how he called for people to stop being so divided, so polarized, for us to come together, for us to not blame each other, both on the left and right. So Obama's got all of his surrogates running around saying it's Sarah Palin, saying it's Rush Limbaugh, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. The list goes on and on and on. And then this big fight erupts as the Republicans take the bait and say, he's not a conservative, he's a liberal, which is true. He was a liberal in 2007, 2008, 2009, and then he got into deviltry and trying to shock people and taking hardcore drugs almost every day, some days multiple times daily, and didn't know what reality he was in, according to all his friends, and hated all political parties and the news and everything else, and said he didn't believe this reality was real. And so that's the fault of a movie that's anti-drug, about how drugs can destroy your mind and how drugs can be used by the government to turn you into basically a subservient, mindless zombie like Prozac. That's to blame? No, there's 300 million people plus in this country, and it's no one to blame but that guy and his parents and his upbringing. So it's this collectivized view that we're all to blame for what he did, and now you notice the media blames everything. They blame Scanner Darkly. They blame Donnie Darko. They blame the left. They blame the right. And then we all play into it, looking at everything this guy was into, when every individual is into thousands of different things, and now ascribing blame, and then Obama comes right in at the crucial time and says, everybody stop it. This is ridiculous. We need to all come together and stop being negative and be positive. Well, if your leg's cut off, you can think positive all you want, but if you don't tie a tourniquet around it and stop the bleeding, it's a certainty you're going to die. You're going to bleed to death. But if you are positive and think, what did I read about a tourniquet? It needs to be placed up a little bit past midway on the hip to tie down those big arteries. I need to tie this as tight as I can to cut off the circulation so that it stems the bleeding so that a clot can be formed in the stump. Okay, I've done the tourniquet. Now I'm dizzy. I'm almost going into shock, but let me take off my shirt and tie it around the stump to, again, help form that clot. Is that negative? Your leg's been cut off. You're going to pass out in a matter of minutes if you don't get a tourniquet on there from shock. After you go into shock, you're going to die.
Now, Obama would say, let's just be positive. Everybody seems to be agitated that the country's going into a cardiac arrest, that the foreign banks are looting the daylights out of us, that our liberties are being butchered, that citizens are being trained to spy on each other, that Homeland Security's main focus is gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, a secret police is being set up, torture's continuing. We know we're going in the opposite direction of liberty and freedom. Should we wake up? Should we get involved? Should we get informed? Should we speak out? Should we get angry? Should we shake the public out of their trance? That's happening. People are awakening. They're getting angry. They're getting focused. That's the first stage of awakening. Your car alarm goes off at 3 a.m. The first thing you do is go, oh, darn. You might say something else. What's going on? The dog starts barking. You stumble over towards the window. You open the window to see what happened, why your car alarm's going off. The first step is being angry, finding out what's wrong, and then fixing it. But they're telling you, no, 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 don't be angry. Don't be involved. Don't speak out to your neighbors. Just follow our agenda. They've already tried everything. Oh, you don't like government-run health care and death panels? You don't like black people. You're like, what does that have to do with black people? Oh, I see, racist. Oh, you don't want to have the TSA put their hands down your pants? You must be for the terrorists. You must want airplanes to get blown up. Oh, you don't want the feds to have the power to shut down any family farm or ranch they want and to have unlimited power to push any amount of regulations they want, a blank check? You must not want the egg supply to be safe. You're like, what big agribusiness did that? And they lobbied to set up this Food Safety Act to shut down their competition. Oh, sure, conspiracy theorist. But see, now 80%+ awake to the Federal Reserve. In a matter of years, people have totally started to awaken. People are awakening to the New World Order, the global government. And here's Limbaugh saying, this crazy left-wing loon liked a movie made by deranged people. You can call them what you want, but they're not deranged. Very good filmmaker. Had a lot of skill. Now it's a deranged filmmaker that made Zeitgeist. Deranged. And the deranged person thinks big banks are manipulating the currency worldwide. Have you read the Wall Street Journal, Limbaugh? Have you read the Financial Times of London? It's admitted they're manipulating it. Congress has hearings about it. And Limbaugh, you're 60 years old. You're sharp. You're highly intelligent. You're not stupid. You know full well there's a new world order and a Federal Reserve. And we've done our job so good in the true libertarian, patriot, liberty movement that even though the Sean Hannitys and Limbaughs and others for decades, Limbaugh said the Federal Reserve isn't private. Anybody that talks about it is a kook. Anybody that talks about global government is a kook. Anybody that talks about the CFR that openly writes a book every month, a publication in book form, calling for world government, that we're kooks. Well, guess what? You know what it signifies when Glenn Beck is forced to talk about the CFR and the Rockefellers and sterilization and world government and new world order and private Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs? It shows that we've won and the establishment is forced to cover it. The establishment is forced to admit that this stuff is real. And so Limbaugh's falling back on his 20-year-old shtick of saying, oh, you're a crazy lunatic if you think there's an international banking cartel that's manipulating currencies. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. And then coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into the financial news at the start of the hour. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck. He can't have his cake and eat it, too. You really find out who they're most worried about on the controlled left and the controlled right when the left, the right, all of them are grasping on the fact that he told a neighbor he liked loose change. The preeminent film on 9/11. It shows you what they're scared of. They in the establishment are so frightened you're going to learn about false flag terror. And let's just for the sake of argument say 9/11 happened the way they said it happened. It's impossible. It's ridiculous. The official story's been proven to be a fraud. But let's just say it's all true. What about Gulf of Tonkin being staged? That's declassified. What about Operation Gladio being declassified? What about Operation Ajax? What about the Army Field Manual that WikiLeaks released that the Pentagon admits is real? And they want to arrest whoever released it.
this is before Bradley Manning, where they teach Army captains in black ops and above how to stage terror attacks. False flag. Now, that's real, and our government has staged terror attacks. Of course they've staged them. Other governments do it. They see it cold-bloodedly as a tool they must use because it's so effective as a weapon system of propaganda. And it's the same situation when you have them seizing on tragedies, using it to then create a collectivist guilt for the American people to then sit down and shut up and do whatever the big collectivist government tells us to do through the collective guilt. While the Republicans blame it on the liberals and the liberals blame it on the Republicans, Obama comes up there to the fore and plays the part of the big daddy right when everybody's seeing through the blame game. And he says, you know what? It's wrong to have a blame game. Together we thrive under my agenda. Let's lower the rhetoric. Let's not be upset. Let's settle down while the foreign banks rob you blind. We've almost got this world government completed. And if we can just get you to sit there and suck your thumbs long enough, it'll be too late for you because you'll be so bankrupt as a nation that we'll use poverty as a form of bondage over you, and then you'll be dependent on government no matter what you do, and we've got you checkmated. That's what he should have said. Instead, he said, oh, look at Michelle crying over here. And, of course, the father's obviously crying. His 9-year-old is dead. He's genuinely sad. And here's this politico-communist fake vampire, you know, the vampire, psychic vampire feeding off this psychic wound. And there she is. And it's all this big fake Oprah moment with the crying and the rest of it. And everybody's been given their pre-made T-shirt, a rush job on T-shirts, $6-$7 a piece. But let's say they pulled political strings. They paid $3-$4 for those professional color T-shirts. How'd they print up 14,000 plus in 2 days? How'd they get them delivered? How'd they get them draped over every one of the chairs? See, I mean, you walk into a completely scripted event, and it was a celebration. The students are celebrating. They've got their T-shirts. The head of the college is happy. These are tragedy mongers. These are tragedy vultures. These are psychic vampires. And they go up there and they play the part of the big daddy and they tell you who's bad and they tell you who's good and they tell you sit down and do what you're told. And we can all have this big collectivist sports stadium nighttime rally. Hitler loved having his nighttime rallies. They found it was much more effective with crowds. And they've got what they want. But the good news is polls show just in the last 5 days an uptick in pro-Second Amendment views, a uptick in record gun sales across the board, including Democrat members of legislatures and Congress out grabbing guns. Oh, it's having the opposite effect. It's backfiring. You have failed. And so the establishment is trying to blame all politically active people. If you're politically active, if you're informed, if you're speaking out, if you're involved, I mean, what does Homeland Security list as potential terrorists? Leftists, conservatives, pro-gun groups, anti-abortion groups, the entire political spectrum is listed as potential terrorists. Ron Paul meetings are infiltrated by Homeland Security and spied on. And the message to government internally is political action, political speech is evil. It's dangerous. It's terroristic. It's bad. And the attempted lesson here is political discourse, political heated debate caused this. Well, political discourse and heated political debate caused this country. Political discourse and political debate has been much more heated in the past, with members of Congress routinely shooting each other in the streets in duels, presidents being assassinated, members of Congress being assassinated. This is nothing new. Sure, back then you had a much better chance of being thrown from your horse. Horses did it all the time. Piece of paper blows by, they get scared, throw you off into a tree, you're dead. Do we ban riding horses? A Congress member has a much better chance statistically, hundreds and hundreds of times better. I've looked up the numbers of dying in an automobile accident or a plane crash. Do we ban planes? Do we ban cars? No. It's when you step back from it, from an unemotional position, they're talking about
armored glass domes over the House and Senate so people can't shoot them from the gallery, despite the fact you go through three layers of security to get in. They're talking about Secret Service assigned to every member of Congress, their own armed Praetorian Guard at their houses, at their offices. They're talking about the TSA taking on that role, which they already planned to be on the streets of America, as the guard of the Congress people. And then you know what's next, federal employees. All because a woman got shot in the face, and a girl got shot and killed, and a judge got shot and killed. No matter how much security you pile on, if somebody really wants to kill you, they're going to find out where you live or where you go, and they're going to wait and follow you and wait for their moment for years, and they're going to get you. No one is bulletproof, and the system knows that. And in many cases, political assassination is carried out by governments and then blamed on patsies. Are we going to ban Congress people riding in cars? Because that kills a lot more of them than guns. So do airplanes. All right, we're going to go to John, Tim, George, Shannon, Sean, and others that are patiently holding when we come back directly. I want to hear from you specifically on this political rally that blew up in their face. Kurt Nimmo's got a big article out on this at Infowars.com that is very, very important, covering how this political event blew up in their face. We're going to take your phone calls, and then later in the next hour, I'm also going to expose Glenn Beck for some pretty serious chicanery.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, I get so wound up when I'm talking about this, because when you study advertising, psychological warfare, propaganda, it's so staged and blatant. And I'm listening to talk radio this morning, even conservative talk shows. They're debating whether that was a staged rally, whether that was a DNC production. Of course it was, with the T-shirts and the teleprompters and Obama. Oh, I've just gotten word. She's opened her eyes. And it's almost like he's the great shaman that caused it to happen. I'm going to your calls, but I got so wound up last segment, I said that I would get to this clip of A Scanner Darkly, and I never got to it. It's a short clip of one scene, but now this is being blamed. A rotoscoped film dealing with mind control. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets. Can't you figure this out? Look around you. Look how far we've come. Humanity wasn't meant to live like this. Our every waking moment, tracked and traced and scanned. It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
And that's enough. And then Winona Ryder pulls up and asks him if he wants a ride while Keanu Reeves is watching this happen. And there were some other little scenes where I pop up on TV screens. I'm like the prophet, but they cut those out of the film. I'm told they're on the extras. I've never gotten – actually, I have the DVD, but I've never gone and looked for other scenes I'm in. You'd think I'd do that. I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order. But great film produced by Tommy Pallotta, directed by Richard Linklater. And I guess there is an anti-government message there. I'm out there saying the government's dealing drugs, and then the government pulls up and takes me to jail like they would do in China. So I guess that's anti-American to have an anti-authoritarian message. I guess it's wrong that people are questioning Gulf of Tonkin, even though it's admitted that it was a staged event and didn't happen to get us into Vietnam. It's unpatriotic to read the declassification. No. The North Vietnamese attacked our ship. Vietnam was good. And if you go with that, then you've got to think every government's good. So Mao Zedong is good. And I guess you've got to believe Hitler. Nope. The communists firebombed the Reichstag, and the Fuhrer had to do that to keep Deutschland safe. I don't question government. Together we thrive. By shutting our mouths and not being angry and not speaking out, we thrive. Unbelievable. John in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm a longtime show listener, listening almost every day. I've never felt compelled to call, but this T-shirt business, I own a T-shirt company. Be absolutely impossible to get that amount of T-shirts in a two-day period. Period. This thing happened over the weekend. They would have to order these things on Monday. They wouldn't be delivered till Tuesday. And the biggest order I ever had was 4,000 shirts. It took a week to print those.
Well, how big of an operation are you?
Two small presses, but you can't turn around something around that fast. I mean, I've worked in screen.
No. We tried to rush things out even with giant companies, and they, you know, it takes time for them to get it, design it, check it. Even if you're right on top of it, it would take, with the biggest companies, 2.5-3 days to get this done. And so that means instantly they hit the ground going, okay, let's go ahead and roll out the 2012 election slogan, Together We Thrive. Hope and change to Together We Thrive. And I have no doubt from the evidence that they, day one, you know, by Saturday night, they said, okay, he'll come to town, he'll do a memorial, get the T-shirts ready, we're really going to use this. He can pose as our savior, he can bring us together, and he can admonish us not to criticize government because that caused it. Stay there, John, we'll be right back in 60 seconds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.